So I hope all is good. Today's daf is in the Durim daf Samechay. We're going right there here on the ninth parak of the Masechta. Again, we're talking about the topic of being Matar Neder, annulling peoples and getting being Mevatal peoples in the Durim. So we're here at the top, literally at the top of the page. All right, Tanya within the Raisa, Hamudur Hana Mechaveru Imatirin Lo Ela Befanav. If a person says he's not going to derive benefit from his friend, right, so if he took the nether in front of him, so he's not going to be able to get out of the nether unless the guy is there as well. Right, how do you know? Rav Nachman quotes a pasuk by Moshe. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ben Midyan, leich shuv Mitzrayim ki mesu kolon Hashem v'makshim es nafshecha." I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, right, Moshe, you've been in Midyan, you've been away too long. Let me go back to Mitzrayim. Everybody who wants to kill you is gone. And Amar Lo, Bin Midyan Nadarta. I mean, what Akash Baruch Hu was saying was, you took the nether in Midyan, right? Again, as Gemara is going to point out in a second, that Moshe basically married Tzipora, and on that condition, he made a nether to Yisro not to leave. And therefore, Hashem said to him, well, Bin Midyan Nadarta, Lech Vahiter Nidrach Bin Midyan. Nadarcha b'Midyan. Right? He said, you took the nether in Midyan and go back and be matir nether in Midyan, right in front of Yisrael. Where do you see that Moshe took this nether? Because the pasuk says, "Vayol Moshe." Right, Lashavas is Aish. Moshe promised to stay with Yisrael, and then Allah el Shvuah. That language of Vayol, right? That word Allah is a language of Shvuah. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says by Tzidkiyahu, "Vayavo Ozer ba'Allah." V'gam v'melech nevuchad netzar morad asher yeshivu hishbiu belukim. It says by Tzidkiyahu that he swore to, he made a nether to Nebuchadnezzar, right? And then he rebelled against him, and the story is going to pop up right now. But basically, that's how we see the word Allah refers to a nether, and therefore Moshe, when he took a nether to stay with Yisro, right, he had to annul the nether, he had to be mevatel the nether, right in front of Yisro. And not just do it on somewhere else. My Merduseh, what was the story of Tzidkiyahu, against Nebuchadnezzar? We don't find that he fought against him in battle or something, so that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the following story. Ashkechei Tzidkiyahu, the Nebuchadnezzar, dehava ka'achel arnava chaya. Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar, and 202 Lashonos, and what this means, either he was eating a raw rabbit or a live rabbit. Obviously, a live rabbit is pretty cruel and disgusting and horrible. So Amalei said to him, so Nebuchadnezzar didn't want anybody to find out about this. So he said, Ishtavali delo migilas ilai velo tepuk milsa. It's swear to me that you're not going to tell anybody, right, to anybody. And Ishtav asa shernaf Tzidkiyahu swore, and Lubasov, have a kometz dire. Right, he was bothered by the fact that he swore to Nebuchadnezzar not to tell anybody because he wanted to tell people, because he wanted people to rebel against him. Right? He thought if they saw Nebuchadnezzar in a negative light, right, there'd be more potential for some sort of rebellion. So Mitzar Tzikio Begufei, I'm sorry. So Ishtol, so he in Ashvuase, so he went to go be Shoel on his nether. And sure enough, they gave it to him. Right, he went to be Shoal on his nether. He went to the Sanhedrin. He said, "I've got to get out of my nether." They said, "Okay, no problem." And then Ve'omar, and then he started telling people, right, about what happened. Well, Nebuchadnezzar, right, apparently there was only one person there, right? So Nebuchadnezzar knew what happened when he heard people muttering on the, in the streets that he had eaten, let's say, a live rabbit. So Shaul Nebuchadnezzar, and to come mevazin lay. So they heard that they were making fun of him, that they were being mevazin, right, in public, in the streets. So Shalchu Aisi Sanhedrin Tzidkiyahu. So sure enough, he sent for the Sanhedrin. He knew the deal, right? He sent for the Sanhedrin and for Tzidkiyahu, as we'll see, right? He knew the halacha pretty good. Amar Lahon, he said to the Sanhedrin, Chazison Mai Ka'avit Tzidkiyahu. Did you see what Tzidkiyahu did? Right, Lav Hachi Yishtava B'shma D'shmaya D'lo Megal Inon. Right, didn't he swear in God's name not to reveal, right, this secret that I was eating this live rabbit? Somebody said, "Yeah, ishtulisha shvuase." Well, but he got rid of he was shoel on his nether. He was mevatel his nether. Somebody said, "Nebuchadnezzar said back to them, ishtulisha shvuase, is that a thing? Can you do that?" Somebody in they said, "Yeah, sure." So he knew how to learn, right? And Nebuchadnezzar wasn't a fool. Amarlo, he said, "Befanav ofilu shelo befanav." Right? Are you allowed to be shoel on the nether in front of the person you took it about, or can you even do it out not in front of him? So I mean, they said like befana, right? That he has to do it in front of him. So Malhon, as Nebuchadnezzar said, aha. So Vasun Maya Vitun. So you guys, what did you guys do? Right, you were allowed him to get rid of that net there, and I wasn't around. So my time alone recently, like, oh, why didn't you tell him that you got to do it in front of Nebuchadnezzar? Miad, Yeshu Baritz Yid Muzik Nebastion. Right, immediately, the Nebuchadnezzar kind of took them out of their off of their chairs or whatever it was. Amar b'Yitzchak, m'sheshamtu karim mitachtehem, when he took the pillows out from underneath them, apparently he had sat them on some nice seats or some pillows or whatever, right? And he removed them as some sort of punishment. Okay, fine. Bunch of mishnayos on today's daf. Let's get to one of them. Rabbi Meir says, Yesh dvarim shehein kenolad ve'einan kenolad. There are some things that seem like nolad. Right? Again, we said before that nolad. Right, if some new situation comes up, right, that was a discussion as to whether you can use that to be poskim b'neder, whether you can, start the whole net annulling and be mevatel the nether process through nolad, through something that came up later, as opposed to something that was in effect, that was true at the time when the nether came. So Rav Meir says there's some things that seem like they're nolad, but they're not really. Nolad, meaning even though they are new, right, they will be able to be used to be mevatel the nether. But the chachamim, right, don't necessarily agree to that. A lot of the rishonim have the girsa of the chachamim modim lo, that the chachamim do agree to him. Okay, let's just take the text that we have. The chachamim don't agree to him. Why wouldn't they agree? Because, right, as you'll see. That they don't actually, they hold that the Chachamim hold that they these things do not actually mevatel the nether, but you are allowed to get rid of them. You are allowed to be shoal on them, and you can use them as a pesach. Okay, for example, Ketan, what are we talking about over here? Amar, if the guy said Konam Shani Noses Plonis Shaviara. Guy says, I swear I'm never going to marry this girl. Her father's horrible. Merlot, and they said to him, oh, by the way, Mace. But he died. Oh, Sha'asa Tshuva. Or, no, he's not horrible anymore. He did Tshuva. He's a great guy. Or the guy says, for example, Konam Labai Zesh Ani Nichnas. I'm never, I swear, he swears he's never, he takes another, he's never going into this house. Why? Kshekelev Ra Betocho. Because there's a bad dog in there. I hate dogs. Dogs that bite, whatever. Oh, Shanochas Betocho. Or because there's a snake. And Amrullah, they said, Mace, a Kelev, right? Or Neraga Nachash. They say, oh, by the way, that neither of those animals are there anymore. So, Rehe in Kenolad, but in Kenolad, that is like Nolad, but not like Nolad, right? And then, as Rehein Chachamim Modim Lo, and the Chachamim, let's just take that Girsa, right? Do not agree with Rabbi Meir. So, Kumar says, Konam Sha'ani, let's say, Nichlas, okay, we basically quoted the Mishnah, right? Mace, Nolad, who? So, Kumar says, I don't understand. You're looking for a case that's Nolad, but not really Nolad. Right, it's new, but it's not really new. It's not gonna mess up. It is gonna be, you can use it to get out of the nether. It's not. It seems like it's new, but it's not really. Dying, right, for the guy, right, and for the animals, whatever, the snake and the dog, and let's say the bad father, right, dying is new. Right, if the guy was still alive at the time he took your nether, so dying is a new development. So that's something that happens. So Ravuna, Nasa Ketolet Nidro Badavar. So Ravuna says that no, it's not that we're using it as a Pesach to get rid of the nether. It's that it's as if he made a Tanai on his nether. Meaning it's a Tanai in a nether. That he's taking the nether, I'll Tanai that the father is a bad guy. Or that there's a dog inside of the house. If it turns out that the father's not a bad guy, so the Tanai is Batal. The whole thing falls apart. So that's what we're saying over here. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Kfar Mesu, Kfar Asa Tshuva Kamilei. What we're saying is that it already happened, meaning at the time when the guy took the nether, that had already happened. The guy had died, or the guy had done Tshuva, or the dog was gone, etc. Right? It's not that it happened later, so it's not Nolad. It just seems like Nolad because we hear about it at a later time. Masa Rabbi Abba, they said, the Kasha Rabbi Abba says, the next Mishnah, not the next Mishnah, one of the Mishnahs on the next page, on Vav, right, it says like this. It says, Konam She'eni Nose Laponis Ka'ura. Right? There's no way I'm going to marry this ugly girl. And then then he sees her and she realizes, well, she's actually pretty beautiful. If he says, Shechora, I'm not going to marry this tan, dark girl, Varehi Lavana, and sure enough, she's much fairer skinned, much lighter skinned. Kitsara. I'm not going to marry the short girl. Vehere Arehi Aruka, man. Turns out she's actually pretty tall. So Mutter. So those cases, right? Those cases are Mutter. You are allowed to marry them. Lo Meshe Ke'ura V'nasa Noah. Shchor V'nasa Levona. Kitsara V'nasa Zeruka. Not because she changed. Elisha Nether Betos. Because the nether was a mistake. Right? It was never true. It was never chal. Right? Because he thought that she was one thing and she turned out to be something else. So what's the kasha? So Gemara says, Mishlam, I understand the Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, the Amar Nasa Ketola Nidro Badavar, that our Mishnah is that the guy is making a nether al tanai. He's making a nether with some sort of stipulation, and the stipulation is false, so then the nether falls away. So therefore, Tana Tola Nidro Badavar, Tana Tola Nidro Toz. So I understand why our Mishnah talks about a nether with a tanai, and then the Mishnah on Samach Vav talks about a nether with a mistake. Ella the Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, number Kfar Meis, Kfar Asa Tshuva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that our case is a scenario where the guy already did whatever it was. He either already died or already did Tshuva, meaning at the time of the nether, the facts were incorrect, the facts were different. Well, lovely than this, they trace in the nether toes. Both of those cases are a scenario where the guy took the nether by accident. He had faulty information, and therefore it should be a nether toes. It's just a case of mistaken identity. It's kasha, that's a kasha. Well, we don't really have a good answer for that. Okay, says the Mishnah, but Odom Rav Meir. Meir also said that poskun lo min hakosuv shebatorah, where you can use a posuk as a pesach. You can say, did you know you're going to violate such and such by taking this nether, etc., and that's good enough to get the guy out of the nether. If Omrim Lo, they say to him, Ilu Haisa Yodea Shata over Alosi Konvolositor. If you would have known that this taking a nether on someone to get back at him would violate these Yisurim of not taking revenge. And the Yisur to hate your brother. The Yisur to the mitzvah to love your brother like yourself. And the pasuk of the chayav chiyimach, that your brother should live with you, that you should take care of him in every step. Shehu ani, right? If the guy is an ani and you wanted, you took another not to give him money, right? Vein etayochel afarnaso, right? And you're not going to take him. You can take another. You're not going to be able to give him tzedakah, right? And the pasuk says v'chayav chiyimach. Did you know you're going to violate all these yisurim? Amar ilu haisi yodea shehu kain lo haisi no der. If the guy says, yeah, you're right. If I didn't realize that I was going to violate all these yisurim. So then, Hareza Mutter, right, that's good enough, right, then you can get rid of the nether. Allah Mareda Ravuna Bar Katina, Bar of Katina Ravanan, name of the called Mani Lav Alay Nofil, Alay Nofil. But it says, again, this is a kasha on the Chayachich Yimach, that we said, the Chayachich Yimach, right, your neighbor has to live with you, if you take a nether not to take care of him, so if he's a poor person, or you're not going to be able to give him parnas, you're not going to be able to give him tzedakah, then you're going to violate, or you're going to fail to fulfill the pasuk of v'chayachich yimach. So says Rav Huna Bar Katina, says to Rabba, it's probably Rabba, I'm going to change the gears over here, on the bottom changes it to Rabba. Okay, either way, name a called the money love a line off film. Let the guy say that. Meaning, what do you want from me? Meaning, there's a poor person in my town. I promised. I swore. The guy takes another not to help him out, and all of a sudden the guy's poor and he needs to get tzedakah. So now you're not fulfilling the chayachich yimach. I don't understand. What, you have to support every poor person in the city, right? That's what he says. He says, what do you mean? Name a called the money love a line off film. And they're just saying that, listen, Nebuch, there are poor people. I don't have to support all of them. Right? Sometimes I feel like you're supporting all of them when they come around, right, to ask for money in shul, but you don't have to support all of them. My de matil the parnasi. How do you call it? I'm on the parnasalai. Why, I can just give to the kupat tzedakah of the city. I'll give to the general tzedakah fund, and they'll give you money. I can still take care of him. I'm not violating v'chayachich yimach. I'm going to give to, you know, Temchei Shabbos. I'm going to give to Kupat Ha'ir, whatever. I mean, and they'll take care of him. I'm not going to violate the v'chayachich yimach. So Malay said, yeah, but okay. Ani Omer Kol Nofel, Kol HaNofel, Eino Nofel, De Gabay Techila. He says, what do you mean? But anybody who's going to be poor, right, he doesn't go straight to Temchei Shabbos. First, they ask around. First, the people he knows, peripheral relatives, right, lend me some money, give me some money. So yeah, that's the scenario. Where you're going to be over on V'chayach Yichimach, if you can't help him, right before he gets to that point where, you know, he's collecting monthly checks from Tamchei Shabbos. Okay, fine. Masnizan, the last Mishnah, poskan adam k'suvas ishto, you can get out of a nether, right, based on, you know, if you take a nether to, you're not gonna, that whatever reason, you're not gonna let your wife benefit from you, and then you have to divorce her, but you can say, did you really want to divorce her, right, maybe you can end up paying that full k'suba, and then you can get the guy out of his nether. Umaysa, what about a story, right, be'echash another, be'ime ishto hana, right, guy did this, and said, my wife's not gonna get enough from me, right, and then he has to obviously divorce her, because it's also, right, you have to take care of your wife when you marry her, right, so, Vaisik Subasa Tes Dinar Tough Dinarim. 400 dinarim, which is a tremendous sum of money. Rabbi Akiva Vechaivolite in Laksubasa. And he came in front of Rabbi Akiva and said, gotta pay it, buddy. Number low, Rabbi. He said, Dinarim Hinyach Abba. He said, Rabbi, listen, my father only left us 800 dinarim and Natalachi Dalameos, so I need Dalameos. And I split it with my brother. Right, that there was 400 and 400. I heard that Rabbi Leibowitz made a good hara that it must be that they had an oldest sister, because if neither of them took 400, that means there was no bechor. Right, there's no, the bechor takes two. Right, it takes pishnayim. If they both got an equal portion, that means it must have been an older sister. Okay, very very sharp point. But either way, meaning we split the estate 400 and 400. Lo daya shetitol he masayim v'ani masayim. Isn't enough? Why do I have to pay a 400 dinar ksuba? Let her take 200, and I'll take 200, so I can live. Rabbi Kiva said, "Afilo atem mocher saroshcha atanosin l'ksubaza." He said, "Hey, buddy, that's not how it works. Even if you got to sell the hair off the top of your head, you got to pay your ksuba." He said back to him, "Ilu heisu yudek shu kain lo yisi no der." Right, the guy said, well, if I knew that's what the extent of what I'm going to have to do to pay her ksuba, I never would have taken this nether, right, to divorce her. But that made me divorce her because of the nether. So then Rabbi Kiva said, oh, perfect. That's what I was waiting to hear. Rabbi Kiva got him out of his nether, right, and obviously stayed married and didn't have to pay the ksuba. So Gemara makes an astute point. It just says over here, "Mentaltali mi mishtabi l'ksubasa." L'ksuba. Right, one second. What do you mean? He has 400 zuz, and I'm going to have to use that for the ksuba. The machlokas is towards the end of Mesechus Ksubas, right? Remer the chachamim. Right, whether metaltalin is mishubad is leaned L-I-E-N, right, towards the ksuba. Right, Remer says it is, and the chachamim says it's not. Right, so that seems to be right. Again, you tell me that we're holding like Rabbi Meir over here that you can, you know, pay the ksuba with money. Back in the day, it was karka. So Amar Abayi says karka shava shmona meos dinar. It says, yeah, in a chinami, it wasn't the money that was the inheritance, right? The Yerusha wasn't $800. It wasn't $800 in gold coins or cash or whatever. It was karka. It was land that was 800. So therefore, the guy got, right, a field that was worth 400. So Gemara says, fine. Okay, so that wasn't the Taltalin, but Ketani Sarosho. But Rabbi Kiva said, you got to sell the hair in your head. That's metaltalin. That's not karka. That's not land. That's not property. So the Gemara says, no, you can't learn from there that metaltalin can be used for ksuba. Because how can kamar? This is what Rabbi Kiva meant. Right? Even if you give her everything you own and then you have to sell the hair on your head in order for you to eat, then you have to pay the ksuba. So shmatzmina imis hajr l'bachov. Right, so apparently you see, right, okay, we haven't learned about metaltalin, but we can learn something else. But apparently we see that you don't, misajin the balchov, meaning that we don't make sure that someone who owes money has any left in order that they live. Right, we say we owe the ksuba 400 dinarim. You gotta pay it. Rebbe, what am I gonna eat? What am I gonna do? Okay, tough luck. You're chayiv. You're a balchov. You gotta pay. Apparently we don't care at all, right, about someone in that scenario. Right, it's also discussion in the Gemara. I forget where it is, but that's also a discussion in the Gemara. So apparently we're paskening that we don't miss out over Balchov. We don't make sure this guy has money to live. So I'm Nachman Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, and let's just get to the Mishnah. Now Rabbi Nachman Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lomar She'im Me'kroin Shtar Ksuba. No, what it means is that we're not going to tear up, right, we're not going to tear, right, the ksuba. meaning the husband is going to keep, meaning we do, really we do, we are misogyny the Balchov. You could say that you're misogyny the Balchov, and you make sure he has, I don't know, 100 zuz left or 100 dinar left or whatever. But he wasn't really, didn't really mean you have to give him all your money and then you're stuck on the street with nothing. But what it means is that we leave the ksuba, right, in with the woman. In the sense that if he pays off half of it, she can then collect half of it at a later date, right, when he is financially stable or he gets the money, etc., etc. Okay, we'll go back on the Halakha Shas tomorrow. We'll say I am traveling Mitzvah next week, so I'm not sure how consistent or if I'll be able to record at all. But until then, Mrs. Shem, when I get back, so then we will continue learning the Daf Yomi together. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.